speak to us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation be acceptable to your sight. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen. Glory. Friends, today's my topic that the Lord laid on my heart is causes of the failure in prayers unanswered. Glory to God. And the quotation of the Bible verse today is, be careful for nothing. It's from Philippians 4:6. But in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Glory. We can also, in other Bible scripture portions, we read it. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. So here is a wonderful word that the Lord is putting in the heart of a saint called Paul, and he is writing to the church of Philippians, and he's clearly making them know, because he has understood that the church in Philippians is just undergoing something very problematic. They're just having their burdens in front of them, and they're not able to intercede, they're not able to pray, and they're having a problem with a prayer before God. That's what he's recognizing, and that's the reason the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to this saint called Paul and asking him to tell this church to be strengthened, and he's giving an encouraging word and telling them, be not worried about anything. Oh, be careful for nothing, because whatever you want to say and whatever you want to convey it with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to thank God every moment in our life. We need to thank God for everything that he has done in our lives. And we need to thank God for everything he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. And also, we need to make every supplication, no matter what it is, you need to make it known to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what he's trying to tell this church. Well, we see lots of saints today coming up and telling, brother, I don't know. I pray a lot in the presence of God, but I see that my prayers stay unanswered. I see that many times I just hit my chest and pray, and I just dare myself and pray, but see that my prayers are unanswered. Today, many don't realize that they're using God as a paper or a paper. You can call it as a rough paper. Many are using God as rough paper. I can tell you that. What do I mean by telling people or saints today are using God as a rough paper? Means they are only seeking God when they require something from him. They're only looking unto God when they really have a need. Until then, they don't have any intimate relationship. Till then, they don't have any intimacy with the Savior. Hallelujah. So that today we need to understand where we are standing in the presence of God. Are we really standing in a place that God is able to acknowledge, or God is able to know what we are doing? So this is what is very important. So lots of time you spend on what we need. Today we come before God also bringing our needs. Lots of people are bringing sacks behind their backs when they come to the presence of God. Lots of saints are bringing sacks behind their backs when they're coming into the house of God. Hallelujah. So we need to understand today, what kind of sack have you come into the presence of the Lord with? Are you coming into the presence with a sack, or have you come in with a heart of seeking God's enlightenment and God's touch in your life? Well, if you have come in for a right reason, my friend, get excited in the house of God, because you're going to be enlightened at the end of the word. Hallelujah. We need to understand that God is just not for our needs. It is not you're here on earth just to speak your fleshly needs to him. But the Bible clearly states and tells us where we have to look to. If your need has to be cleared, or if you need a reply for your prayer, we need to look to the author and the finisher of our faith. I did say, and I always repeat it, saying, from the clothes that you wear to the faith that you have, nothing belongs to you, but everything belongs to the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So saints of God, in this last days, we need to realize, are our prayers not answered? Why are our prayers not answered? What are we doing that God is not able to answer our prayers? Hallelujah. Before we understand why our prayers are not answered, let's just take some examples from the Word or understand keenly in the Word why the prayers were answered to some of the saints when they seek the Lord. We don't even see the negatives every time. Let's look into the positives and then let's look into the reasons why our prayers are not answered. Number one, let us look into the life of Moses, for example, whose prayer was answered by the Lord. The life of Moses. Let's read Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 15 and verses 24 and 25. Repeat it. The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 24 and 25. This is what the Word says. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? What shall we drink?" And then Moses is replying. And he cried unto the Lord, and he sewed him a tree, which he had to cast into the water, and the waters were made sweet, and they made for them a statue of an ordinance. There he proved them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So here are the children of Israel, when they are brought out of Egypt, they lived in slavery for 400 years. And the Lord, by one word, he restored them, telling them one word. He told them, "I'm going to take you to the land that floweth with milk and honey." That's one word that God released in their lives. So taking up that one word in their lives, they just came out to the wilderness along with Moses. And here is a place that they did not realize that God has already delivered a word. God has already delivered a word into their lives, and they forgot that, and they started murmuring in the presence of God. So when they started murmuring in the presence of God, this is what is happening. So Moses did not know what to do, because God told Moses, "You need to get my children out of this, children of Israel out of that land." So Moses did so, and Moses brought these children out. So here is Moses really having a panic. Here is Moses really having a pathetic time. The children, the saints, are causing a great trouble for Moses. They're really causing a great trouble, and they're trying to somehow put down Moses. And here is Moses crying to the Lord. And we read it. Moses is not crying for his selfish reason, my friend. Moses is not crying for something that he wants. Moses is not praying for something that he desires. Moses is not asking for a car. Moses is not asking for something that he particularly desires for himself, but he's seeking the Lord for something that the people does need it. Hallelujah. And he cried unto the Lord, and he saw a tree. And that is called the place Marah. Marah means bitterness. They're in the wilderness of Marah, and the water was also so bitter in that land, and these people could not drink that water because the water was so bitter. Hallelujah. They were not able to drink this water because the water was bitter, and they started murmuring, "Have you brought us out of that land to drink this water?" This is the time Moses is looking to God. This is the time Moses is completely focusing on the Savior, and he's telling, "Lord, here am I before you crying." And the Lord showed him a tree. So God is paving a way. When he heard the cry of Moses, a tree. When the tree was literally put into the waters, then the waters became sweet. Hallelujah. So God heard the prayers of Moses when he prayed when the children of Israel were thirsty. Today you might be coming into the presence of the Lord thirsty. You might be spiritually thirsty. You might be physically thirsty. You might be whatever thirst you are coming in the presence of God today. And you're seeking, "Lord, I'm thirsty, Father. And I need you to pour out your water." Because your word says, "He that believes in you, he that comes to you will have the living water. And the living water shall flow from his belly." Hallelujah. You're saying that. And you feel that your prayers are still not answered. Hallelujah. You feel that your prayers are not still answered. So today you and I need to understand what is the reason that your prayer and my prayer is unanswered and Moses' prayer is unanswered. Moses prayed for the people. He didn't pray for his selfish reason. Let's take a second thing. Let's look into the book of Judges. Judges chapter 6 verse 39. The book of Judges chapter 6 and verse 39. This is what we read. And Gideon 39 and 40. Judges chapter 6, 39 and 40. And Gideon said unto God, "Let thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak to you this once. Let me prove, I'll pray thee, but once with a fleece. And let me now be dry upon the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, and it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was a dew on all the ground. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Second prayer is a prayer of Gideon. So Gideon prayed before God. This is a prayer of testing God, or this is a prayer of testing God until unless you receive or you hear from God. Hallelujah. So today Gideon is asking before the Lord, Lord, I need to go to the mighty army of Amalekites. I need to overcome the Midianites, the Amalekites, these people that are coming against your children. And you say that you have chosen me. So here I am, O Lord, what should I do? And the Lord is telling, here am I, what should I do? And if I need to understand, it is you that have spoken to me. Please show me certain things that I would understand that you are the one that is speaking to me. So there was dew on all the ground, and glory be to God. And the fleece was drying, and the Lord heard his prayer. Today, my friends, you and I need to pray in such a way that God is going to open up the store gates of heaven and he's going to bless you. Hallelujah. You and I should pray like Jacob prayed. Jacob was praying in the wilderness, if you're going to bless me, I'm going to leave this place and go, or else I'm not going to leave this place and go. If you're going to bless me, if you're going to touch me, if you're going to just, oh Lord, release your blessing in my life, I'm going to leave this place and go, or else I'm not going to leave this place and go. Are you having that firm in your life? So here we see Gideon's prayer was answered, and it is a prayer of test to God. Hallelujah. Let's see third. 1 Samuel 1 and verse 27. Third person that prayed. 1 Samuel 1 and verse 27. Before we get into the reasons why our prayers are not answered, or the causes of the failure of prayers unanswered, we are just looking whose prayers were answered. Glory be to God. For the child prayed, and for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked him for. Here is a prayer of Hannah. Sisters, just listen to me. Here is a prayer of Hannah. Hannah has prayed before the Lord. We see there are sisters, Hannah and Peninnah, or we see them, and one got a child, another one did not get a child, and one was mocking at the other, or Peninnah was mocking at Hannah and telling, hey man, look at you, you don't have a child, but I have a child. He's mocking. And Hannah, we see that she was praying. This is the reason why she prayed here was, she was feeling that, you know what to say, they are mocking because she's worshiping a true living God. Sometimes we have to face this. When we worship a true living God and we are not blessed, people will start mocking at us. Why are you not blessed when you're worshiping Jesus? Why are you not blessed when you're serving a true God? This is what was a mocking that was going on. And here she's coming up to the presence of God, realizing that her God is alive, realizing her God is the same as today, today and forever, realizing that her God can do, the God who gave Ishmael in the wilderness water, in the wilderness of Beersheba, in the desert, is the same God that exists even there. So she realized that, and she opened her heart, and you can see that she prayed as though she was intoxicated. She prayed as though she was intoxicated. We can call it as a dipped in a prayer. She was completely involved. She was completely revolving in the spiritual realm where she was seeing the hand of God moving in her life. Hallelujah. And she said to the Lord, she made a covenant with the Lord. And the covenant is, Lord, Lord, I don't want a child for myself, but you are being mocked. I'm your child, O Lord, and I don't have a child. I'm your child and I am barren, and everybody are mocking at me, and I don't want your name to be mocked. And if you're true and living, I will bring back this child and submit it in your presence. Please give me, hallelujah. Look at that prayer, my friend. Look at the prayer. And the Lord, we see here, she's telling, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked him. Glory be to God. So Hannah prayed, and the Lord heard her prayer. So is your prayer today, my sister, is your prayer today, my brother, is a prayer of Hannah that, you know, you are going into a spiritual realm where people would think you're mad, but you're mad for Jesus. People would think you're crazy, but you're crazy about Jesus. Where people would think, you know, you're blind, but you are blind for Jesus, because you believe whatever Jesus says, you believe whatever the word says, you follow according to the word. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my words in you, you shall live. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a great privilege is that. So the Lord heard the prayer of Hannah. So she prayed, and we can call this as a prayer of A prayer before the Lord in a hopeless situation. A prayer before God when Gentiles mock at us. We can call it as that prayer. Glory be to God. And the third read and the fourth person, 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 9 and 10. Let's read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 9 and verse 10. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for burnt offering only unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him, and Samuel was offering up a burnt offering. The Philistines drew near to the battle of Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day, and the Philistines completely were smitten in the hands of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. This is a prayer of victory. This is a prayer of victory. Here is Samuel praying before the Lord, submitting a sacrifice before him for the children of Israel, and he's telling Lord, here are the Philistines coming, and here we are, the children of Israel. Here are the children of Israel. We need your hand to move. And when Samuel offered up the burnt offering and the Philistines drew near, you know what the Lord did? The Lord thundered with a great thunder upon the Philistines, and they were completely smitten. Glory be to God. Discomfited and completely smitten. This is what would happen. This is a prayer seeking for a victory from the Lord. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. Today you go with the armor of God. Tell you, this is what, that's what the word says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Take up the shield of faith. Take up the shield of faith. When you take up the shield of faith, enemy cannot stand before you, my friend. Enemy cannot stand before you, because enemy will not have authority over you. Glory be to God. So this is a prayer seeking for victory. Above all, take up the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. So let's look. The next person, Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 9. 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 3. Here I read to you 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 3. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, and I have allowed this house which thou hast built to be put my name forever, and mine eyes, mine heart shall there be perpetually. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here we see, fifthly, Solomon is praying. Solomon built a temple for God. Actually, we know the story that David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, but God's will was Solomon had to build it. God's will was that he wanted Solomon to build the temple for God. Hallelujah. So David prepared everything to build a temple. David prepared jewels. David prepared gold. David prepared everything that was required. But you know, what was the temple built? What was the temple of Jerusalem built? It was built with a cedar. It was built with a cedar. We see in the book of Kings that Solomon called King Hiram and told him that he needed the cedar trees. You know, what are these cedar trees? These cedar trees are the trees that have a plenty of water, because they are located in the Lebanon mountains, Lebanon, in Mount Lebanon. So they normally grow in Lebanon mountains, and this Lebanon mountains are covered with completely snow. And what happens is they have a lot of water, that these trees are very strong. Hallelujah. So we need to understand something very spiritual here. Why did God choose the trees, the cedar trees, to build a temple? Is because these trees have an experience of the water, the living waters. Hallelujah. Friend, that is the reason these trees were chosen to build the church. Hallelujah. These trees were chosen to build the body. And if you and I need to be the part of the body of Christ, you and I need to be something. You and I need to be a perennial river. You and I need to be perennial in God. You and I need to have an experience, a complete year. Our water should not be droughting. Our water should not stop. We should have water in us throughout the year. We should be a perennial river. So we should have completely water experience. That's what we need. He leadeth us before beside streams of water, which bringeth forth its due fruit in good season. Unless and until you have the water of the Holy Spirit in your life, you can never be staying in the body of Christ. You can never experience the touch of the Master's hand. Hallelujah. So you need, these cedar trees had the experience of the water, and that's the reason these trees were located with much water, and that's the reason those trees were chosen to build for the expansion of the kingdom of God. So today, if you are filled with water, my friend, you will be chosen. And God pray, and Solomon was praying here, Lord, I ask, you know, when Solomon did everything what God wanted to do, and Solomon built the temple according to what God wanted to build it, and you know what happened? You know, this is what happened. God moved his hand on the temple, and God said, he made a covenant there, and he said to Solomon, and the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, Solomon, and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, and I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, and to put my name on it forever and ever. Hallelujah. What a great privilege, my friend. God is telling, I will put my name on the temple forever and ever. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Solomon's prayer made God himself to name the temple on his name. Glory be to God. You and I, as a body, we are named after the name called Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Are you crazy about him? Because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In the name of Jesus, every tongue confess. In the name of Jesus, every voice shall rise and shout. Here is Solomon's prayer, bought the name of the Lord for the temple forever and ever. What kind of name do you have today? You have, I can simply say, we can see the egocentric evangelists today cutting out Christ and putting out their banners or putting out their cutouts. Glory be to God. So today, the name of Christ is completely cut. When Solomon prayed, God said, Solomon, my name shall be there. Solomon prayed a prayer for the temple. Glory be to God. Solomon prayed a prayer for the temple. Glory be to God. It's a temple prayer or a body prayer. Glory Jesus. The moment we pray, my friend, we need the name of the Lord just coming in our presence. Hallelujah. So let's look next. Sixthly, 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 37. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37 and verse 38. This is what the Bible says. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37 and 38. Glory to God. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord came and fell down and consumed the burnt offerings. Glory be to God. So here is a challenge we see. This is a prayer of challenge. This is a prayer of challenge. Glory be to God. My dear friend, you're the anointed of the Lord. My dear saint, you're the anointed of the Lord. So, as you are the anointed of the Lord, are you really having this prayer? We can call this as a prayer that the Lord is putting in our hearts, in your heart, in my heart, and we can call this as a prayer of a challenge. Today, are you able to stand somewhere where the enemy is trying to challenge you? Are you able to challenge back the enemy? Are you able to challenge back the enemy where the enemy is completely put down? Hallelujah. So today, the idol worshippers that worship Balaam or Baal, the prophet Baal God, what happened? Here is he praying. Here is the saint. And the Lord heard him and came and consumed it. Glory be to God. So today, so many people challenge us today. Where are you today? What are you today? And they start questioning this. They started questioning that. They start asking this and asking that. You and I cannot reply by our intellect, by our emotions. But there is one thing that you can reply every brother and every sister. If you want to really respond, that you're responding in the likeness of Christ, you can do it by prayer. Hallelujah. If you want to respond any attack that is being attacking you today, that, you know, trying to challenging you today, there's no need to go into an argument. There's no need to go into a debate. There's no need to go into a further argument. All that you need to do is just pray. Glory be to God. So when he prayed, when this prophet Elijah prayed, and the Lord heard his prayer, and the Lord heard his prayer, and the presence of the Lord, the Almighty God, just came down. Glory be to God. Is your prayer bringing the presence of God today? We see in the day of Pentecost, when those saints were praying, the fire of the Lord, when Peter was still speaking, the fire of the Lord came down. Glory be to God. Here is God challenging you today, my friend. Is there somebody today challenging you? So you need the prayer of Elijah. Glory be to God. Seventhly, Let's read 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19. 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19. I'm reading it. Now therefore, our Lord God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of the hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, thou art alone. And Isaiah the son of Amos sent, saying, Thus saith the Lord, that thou who hast prayed against Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and I have heard it. Glory be to God. God is listening here to the prayer of Hezekiah. Here is King Hezekiah praying before the Lord, Hezekiah. When he's praying before the Lord against the kingdoms, the Lord heard him. Today we have kingdoms that are coming against us. We have kingdoms in the sense the false doctrines that are just falling against us and trying to prove themselves. So here is somebody that's praying. Lord, here is a false doctrine. Oh, here is kingdoms. They're coming together to attack. So today, you're called a false prophet by them. You're called to be rejected by them because preaching the truth. Hallelujah. Because the Bible clearly tells you the word of God is life to some and death to some. In the same group, so many people will be keenly listening to the word, but to some it will be death. To some it will proclaim life. So it is because they don't realize the fact the truth is in the guidance and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which takes us deeper with Christ and into the fullness of Christ himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So friends, these are all the prayers that the saints made were answered. Number one, the prayer of Moses when he prayed for the children of Israel, for the thirst, the Lord answered. Number two, Gideon prayed a prayer of test and the Lord answered. Number three, Hannah prayed before the Lord for a child, for a prayer of being ashamed, and the Lord answered and took her up from the ashamed and put her, that her face was not ashamed and she was enlightened by God. Hallelujah. So number four was a prayer of Samuel. Number five was a prayer of Solomon. Number prayer six is a prayer of Elijah. Number seven is a prayer of Hezekiah. Glory be to God. All these prayers we see are not selfish prayers, are not completely depending on their own thoughts and their own emotions, only selfish, selfish, and selfish. So we see everything, there is a strong, wonderful, and a perfect reason. Glory be to God. I don't say that you don't need to pray for yourself. But what I'm trying to tell you is, we need to be led by the Lord to be in order to pray like this. Glory be to God. So today, what is the reason that your prayer and my prayer is not being answered? Or why do you find, or what are the causes that you find that our prayers are unanswered? Glory be to God. Number one is disobedience. We read clearly, number one is disobedience. When you disobey, the Lord will never listen to your prayer. That's what the Bible says. Let's read. Yes, let's read Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 45. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, the first cause for your prayer and my prayer not being answered. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 45. Glory be to God. And he returned and wept to the Lord, but the Lord wouldn't hearken to your voice or not give ear unto you. Glory be to God. So here they're praying, but the Lord is not listening to the prayer. See, my friends, they were disobeying the Lord there. When you read the chapter clearly, they disobeyed the Lord. When they started disobeying the Lord did not listen to their voice or give ear unto you. Glory be to God. So this is what will happen when you and I disobey the Lord. Yes, when you and I disobey the Lord. What does it mean by disobedience? Disobedience means not doing the will of God. Disobedience means doing what you want and not what God wants. Doing what you want and not what God wants. So last week I was just talking to you about implicit obedience, and I was telling you obedience is better than sacrifice. But we have seen so many people in the world disobeyed the Lord. We have seen so many people in the world that just put God's word aside and did what they want. Glory be to God. The Lord started speaking to the children of Israel many times. But we see the many times the God spoke to the children of Israel after they were lifted out from the wilderness, from 400 years of slavery, from Egypt, and he brought them into wilderness. He spoke to them in many ways. When they wanted manna, God gave them manna. When they wanted Yes, when they wanted anything and everything, God provided them and God made a provision, but they were not able to realize God's provision in their life. And they were still disobeying God. At last, we come to a place where they made their own God and started worshiping it. They didn't listen to what God's word said. They didn't listen to what the saint of God said. They didn't listen to what was the word that was released from the presence and the altar of God. Hallelujah. Today, you and I are experiencing that, my friend. If you don't really listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks, if you don't really have your ears opened to what God's word speaks, this is where we end up. This is where we end up. How many people entered into Canaan? There were only two people that entered into Canaan. There were only two people, that's Joshua and Caleb. How many people started from there? About lakhs of people started from there. About a million of people started from there. But those who entered into Canaan were only two. How sad that is. How sad that is. Glory be to God. This is what would happen. So disobedience will surely bring forth something wrong. Glory be to God. How about Ananias and Sapphira? They have made a commitment before the Lord. And they said, Lord, we shall give you. And that's what. And you know what to say? And they disobeyed what they promised before God. They said, Lord, we will sell all this and we'll just bring it in your presence. And they disobeyed what they told God. And what happened? There came death. There came death. And sin increased and gave birth. And you know, it became a bigger sin. Glory be to God. Sin gives birth and it becomes more and more. It started with a small little sin and it became a big sin there. Glory be to God. So this is what would happen. The disobedience brings death. The disobedience brings death. Today your prayers are unanswered and God is not listening to your prayers, my friend. It is because of your disobedience. What are you disobedient in? You might be thinking, like that man that came to Jesus and saying, I follow everything. I follow all the 10 commandments that were given to me. I follow everything that God spoke to me. I don't say that I don't follow, but I follow everything. That's what he might say. But you and me need to listen, my friend. Today your prayer is staying unanswered before God. You have somewhere gone wrong. You have somewhere gone wrong into a place of disobedience. When God wanted you to do this, you did that. When God wanted you to be like this, you have behaved like that. So that is the reason that caused God's not hearing your prayers. The second reason why your prayer and my prayer are sometimes stand unanswered. Saint of God, let's look at the second reason. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 28. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 28. This is what the Bible says. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1 and verse 28. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to quote that verse for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they shall call upon me, I will not answer. They shall seek me early, and they will not find me. Glory be to God. The second reason why your prayers and my prayers are not answered is because of your indifference. It is because of your indifference in the presence of God. All the body wants to be like this, but you want to be like this. The whole church wants to be in one way, and you want to be in one way. Glory be to God. So you don't realize that you have a place in the body. You don't realize that God has placed you somewhere, and where you are responsible for that body, and God has called you the part and the parcel of the body, and you don't realize, and you start behaving indifferent. And you pull out reasons that you want to tell people that they would really listen, and they would think that you are right. Glory be to God. So friends, we need to realize indifference. We see when Paul was preaching, a little boy went and sat in the window. A little boy went and sat in the window. Everybody was sitting in the church where they have to be seated, where the chairs and everything was arranged for them. He sat into a window where it was open and he was just sleeping and not listening to the word. You know what happened? He just directly fell from there. So that indifference made him fall from there. That's what the Bible says in Obadiah. Let's read the book of Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 4. If you read the Bible there, clearly it states, if you think you're indifferent, and if you think you're great, and if you're somebody that people are not recognizing you, without humility that God wants you to put on, a robe of humility, and if you don't realize that, and if you think, you know, you're something beyond everybody's thoughts and everybody's experiences, and not realizing it is the Spirit, it's not realizing that it's just the love of Christ, it's just not realizing it's the grace of the Lord that has brought you to that place. If you think something indifferent, this is what will happen. In Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says, if thou maketh, yes, if thou exalt thyself as eagle, and if thou set thy nest among stars, thence will then I bring you down and shall save the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if you try to make your bed and nest on the clouds, from there also I will bring you down. Our indifference will not lift us up, but it will always take us down. Our indifference will not restore us, but it will completely consume us. Glory be to God. So are you consumed? There is a fire that consumes, but there is a fire that lights. Glory be to God. There's a fire that consumes, but there's a fire that lights. Hallelujah. That is the Holy Spirit of God. My friends, we need to understand, what is the indifference today before God? Is it the way you speak to the Lord? The way you behave yourself in the presence of God? Is it your intimacy with your Savior? Some people are so indifferent in their prayer. Glory be to God. Some people are so indifferent when they pray to the Lord. You know what is their indifference? They pray to the Lord, telling that, Lord, this person had told me this, and I want you to break his leg. This person has told me this. I want you to break his hand. Instead of telling, Lord, my brethren has sinned against me, please do forgive him. Instead of telling, Lord, my brethren has done against me this, Lord, you bless him and you talk to him and have mercy upon him. You start telling, God, please do this to him. So that's his indifference. You try to be something completely different from others. You're showing indifference wherever you are. So what is your indifference today in God, my friend? You try to think, I'm more in culture? Do you try to think, I'm more in my standards of living? Don't ever feel. Do you think you're from an aristocratic family? Well, my friend, try to realize that your indifference is not good. Though we are many, we are one body in Christ. Though we are many, we are one body in Christ. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what kind of background you come from, no matter you're a sweeper, no matter you're a beggar, no matter whatever you do, all that come into the body of Christ are just one. Glory be to God. You and I need to realize that. You and I need to come to our senses to understand that. Today, God is not answering your prayer. The second reason is your indifference, or my indifference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Third one, Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 13. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 13. The third cause, or the third reason, why your prayer and my prayer stands unanswered. Glory be to God. Let's read Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 13. This is what the Bible says. The third reason, yes, who stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself, but not be heard. Glory be to God. The third reason why your prayer and my prayer stands unanswered is because we neglect mercy. We neglect mercy. Today we call ourselves to be the saints of God, and we stand hard-hearted. We stand hard-hearted in the sense our heart will not shake. Well, we know that there are things that simply try to shake us and put us down, but we don't listen to the cry of our fellow brethren. We don't listen to the cry and the cry for mercy. So neglecting the cry for mercy your prayer also will be unanswered. Here is a brother in the presence of God crying for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. And you're looking at him and saying, hey, who cares? That's what Lazarus did. What happened to Lazarus? He was just begging on the streets. This rich man comes in and goes out. And you know, he didn't even feel that he has to look into his brethren that is just there. He didn't even realize that, you know, he has to look into Lazarus's life. He just didn't bother. He just didn't like it. He just went on his way, came back on his way. That's what happened. Neglect mercy, my friend. This is what will happen. God will neglect you. God will neglect your cry when you cry to him. When you seek prayer from God, God will say, I'm not going to listen to you. You have not listened to that child that cried. Glory be to God. One day Jesus will come and tell you, You have not clothed me when I'm naked. You've given me water when I was thirsty. You have not given me, you've given me hospitality or a shelter or a roof when I needed it. Then you would say, when did you come to me, Lord? When I did not do that to you? Matthew chapter 25, that's what we read. When I did not do to you? Well, my friend, today you have so many opportunities. God is paving a way that your hard heart will break and break, and you understand that, you know what to say, as God has showed mercy on you, you should be merciful to your fellow brethren. As God has showed mercy on you, you should be merciful to your fellow brethren. That's what you need to realize. You need to pick your brethren that is in the mighty clay and put him on the broad rock to stay. If he's just going into the pits, you should not say go into the pits, but say, brother, you still can walk, my brother. If Peter, just the moment he looked or picked out his eyes from Jesus and started looking onto the sea, he started sinking. Jesus didn't say, hey, Peter, you're sinking. That's nice. Go sink, Peter. Sink till you die, Peter. He didn't say that. He just gave his hand so that Peter, again, was restored. Jesus gave his hand to Peter, that Peter stood up again. My friend, Jesus did that. He did that. He took the colt that was rejected, a donkey that was rejected, and he sat on that donkey. Glory be to God. So he had mercy. He showed the message of the love, the message of mercy. He took the donkey. Bring that call to me. Oh, let that call be free. I want to set it free from whatever bondage it is in. I want to set it free from whatever destruction it is in. I want to set it free from whatever underneath it is in. I want to set it free, and I want to make sure that I show mercy on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a privilege. And he sat on the donkey. My friend, today you and I were once donkeys. You and I were once donkeys that were like colts, tied and were not set free. Christ has set you free. Christ has set you free that you and I would be allowing him to ride on us, allowing him to sit on us and ride on our lives. Glory be to God. So when he rides, you will see your fellow brethren with the same eyes that Jesus saw. When he starts sitting on you and riding, you will be able to see that the poor man that is crying out for mercy with the same eyes that Jesus saw. Glory be to God. Are you able to see with the same eyes? Are you able to look through the same eyes? Friends, I'm the gospel donkey of Jesus today. And I'm a gospel donkey, and I'm not ashamed to call myself donkey, because I have come to the end of myself where Jesus alone is sitting on my life, and he is the author and the finisher of my faith. Nobody has authority over my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is Jesus sitting on your life today, my friend? And you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself Jesus sitting on your life, and you still neglect mercy. You still neglect mercy. This is what will happen. Glory be to God. So the third reason why your prayer is unanswered is because you neglect mercy. Glory be to God. The fourth reason, let's look the book of Psalms 66 and verse 18. The book of Psalms 66 and verse 18. The fourth reason why, or the fourth cause why your prayer stands as a failure. Psalm 66 and verse 18. Glory be to God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So, the fourth reason why your prayer stands unanswered is because you and I have secret sin. It is because of our secret sins. I always say that many eradicate sin in public but embrace sin in private. Many eradicate sin in public but embrace that sin in private. Glory be to God. Secret sin. What is a secret sin? A sin that you do when you're between the four walls. When you're thinking that nobody is looking at you and nobody is watching you and nobody is looking at your eye and looking at you. But God is telling you the cost will be, or the reaping of your secret sin will be nothing but I'll not listen to your prayer. I will not hear you when you have a secret sin. Glory be to God. So today we all have our secret sins that are trying to rule us. That's why we always say, I'm not perfect because I'm in the workshop of the Master and the Master is still working on me. Glory be to God. I'm not perfect. I'm still in the workshop of the Master, and the Master is working on me to make me perfect, to make me absolutely perfect for His presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So friend, saint of God, you and I need to realize that you and I today, where are we falling? Is it because I have a secret sin? But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3, if you read Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3, the Bible clearly tells us, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch over the evil and good. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch over the evil and over the good. So He's not leading the evil, He is not leading the good, but the Lord is watching both. Glory be to God. So when I'm inside my room, I do so many things, but I should not think that God is not watching me. So today, we see lots of saints, we don't realize, why has this saint fallen down? This man sounded to be a very powerful man of God. This man sounded to be a wonderful fire for the Lord. Why do we see this saint completely being entangled or completely being put down? Or why is the saint behaving like this today? My friend, it is because I hold a secret sin, or you hold a secret sin, or it is because of our secret sins that we are praying but God is not answering. Glory be to God. So today, there might be different kinds of secret sins that we are still doing in our lives, that we are thinking that nobody is watching us. But we need to realize there is one God that's watching us, that is Jesus Christ. So when you have a secret sin in your life, it's tough for God to listen to your prayer. Glory be to God. So we can distinguish these secret sins, but not in a very worldly way, but I can just directly tell it to you in a spiritual realm. Your secret sin must be something that is against the word of God. Your secret sin must be something that is all unrighteousness, that's against the Lord. Hallelujah. So secret sin will not allow us, glory be to God, will not allow us for God to hear us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's look the fifth reason. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 9. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and verse 9. The book of Proverbs, we have come to the fifth reason, and another two recourses are there. We're going to finish it very soon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination to the Lord. The fifth reason why our prayers stand unanswered is because we sin or we despise the law, despising the law. It is very sad to see that Antichrist is ruling over many people's lives. It is sad to see Antichrist, or the spirit of the world, is not opening the eyes of people, that they are able to see the truth. So today God wants you and me to know the truth, my friend. And if you know the truth will set you free. And you know who is the truth? Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. That's what He said. So you need Jesus in your life to set your eyes to free. But you call yourself to be Christian, you call yourself to be Jesus loving, but you don't have the truth in your life. That is the reason you try to misunderstand God's word. That is the reason that so many people might speak to you, but still it sounds to be Greek and Latin to you that you cannot understand. Glory be to God. It sounds to be something, oh, what is he speaking about? What is really happening? Hallelujah. So today, what is happening here is despising law is very bad. We see so many brothers and sisters, we just go into the spell talk rooms. I tell you, Antichrist has even started ruling over the spell talk rooms. These spell talk rooms, so many rooms we see that, you know, they fight and spend the time in vanity. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Glory be to God. All completely is vanity. Thank you, Jesus. Friends, we need to understand, what are we, are we despising the law? Are we changing the law of God in our own ways? Or are we transferring the word of God according to our situations, according to our wishes, according to our thoughts? The Bible says, you shall not remove anything from it, or you shall not add anything to it. Glory be to God. So we need to understand, what are we doing today? Are we really able to listen to the voice of God? If you don't know something, my friend, all you need to do is look to God. All you need to do is receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and start interceding and start speaking. God is a spirit. Those who worship Him must worship Him in truth and spirit. And start worshiping the Lord in truth and spirit and personally speaking in tongues. A lot of times speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. When you do that, God will reveal His presence to you, and God will reveal the causes where you have really gone down or why you are despising the law. If you despise the law, you will fall down. And if you don't understand the law, all you need to do is look to the Lord. Say, God, I'm not able to understand this. God, I'm not able to understand this, and you need to help me. Just don't simply say, who said that? Where is it written? So we see so many people speaking from their intellect. They want their intellect working. They don't want to say, I will pray over this. They simply make, you know, they go to some church, they follow some doctrine, and they come back and say this because their pastor taught them that. Glory be to God. They're like babies, you know. They still have that little thing, a bottle in their mouth, and they drink the milk from that, and they don't have the meat of the word. That's the reason they don't know that they themselves can look into the Lord. They don't know that they themselves can pray to the Lord. They don't know that the Lord Himself will answer to their prayers and reply to everything that they want. That's the reason, you know, they just think they know everything, and they just start coming and start despising the law of God. Hallelujah. And that's very bad. If you feel you have a question, Jesus Christ is the only answer for all your questions. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I shall answer you and show you great and mighty things that you have not seen and you have not known. Glory be to God. So you have not known something, and you feel, you know, what is happening here? All these saints are worshiping in tongues. I don't know what is happening here. Where is the interpreter? Or what is happening in this room? What is thing going on? You just don't simply say, hey, come on, man, what is this? But we need to look before the Lord. We need to pray before the Lord. We need to seek His ways. We need to ask Him, Lord, what's happening? Don't simply despise. Don't simply stand and despise. Despising the law is not good, my friend. The law of God. Don't quench the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The sixth reason why your prayer and my prayer stands unanswered is, let's look to the sixth reason. Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and verse 13. The book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and verse 13. We're coming to the end, my friends. We still have another point, the Holy Spirit leading us. Zechariah chapter 7 verse 13. Therefore, it has come to pass that he cried and they would hear, so that he cried and I would not hear, saith the Lord God of hosts. Glory be to God. So here is something happening. The children were very stubborn. Very, very stubborn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Friends, we need to understand in the presence of God that if you and I stand stubborn, stubbornness is not good. So the children of Israel were very stubborn, and Zechariah is praying before the Lord. Zechariah is praying before the Lord. When Zechariah is praying and the Lord is telling, I'm not going to hear them because these children are very stubborn. There are people, they say, I have a rabbit in my hand and that rabbit has only three legs. But you try to make the person understand, no, my friend, that rabbit has four legs. But he still keeps saying, oh, it has only three legs. So he's so stubborn and he's so stuck that, you know, he wants to do what he wants to do. And he doesn't want what God wants to do in his life. Today we are just thinking we want to do what we want to do, and we don't want to do what God wants us to do. Friends, God wants us to do according to His will, according to His purpose, according to what His word says. But we are so stubborn that we don't want to change. That's what the Bible says. An Ethiopian cannot change his color. A cheetah cannot change its spots. A dog return backs to its own vomit. Glory be to God. Look at that. The Bible clearly tells. So if you and I stand stubborn sometimes, God will also stand stubborn in replying to your prayer. Hallelujah. God will also stand stubborn in answering when you pray to Him. Stubbornness is not good. The stubbornness, every time they were stubborn, the Israelites said, we want manna, if you're not going to give this, that's all. They put on commands and orders. They were so stubborn. What happened? Sadly, only two entered Canaan. Only two entered Canaan. That's what would happen. If you and I stand stubborn, you and I cannot enter into the Canaan that the Lord has given you. You and I cannot inherit the kingdom of God if you and I stand stubborn. The Lord will not hear to your prayer. The Lord will not hear to my prayer. Glory be to God. God spoke many times, but they do not hear. God tell many times, they don't want to listen. They just want to turn back. They just want to look back. If I look back, I'll become the pillar of salt. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So friends, we need to understand, when you're in the presence of God, you should never ever be stubborn, because if you are stubborn, you will never ever be in the house of God, listening, or God listening to your prayer. And the seventh cause and the final reason, we have come to the end of the sermon. Glory be to God. James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. The book of James, chapter 1, 6 and 7. The seventh reason is, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, but that wavereth like a wave, and driven and the wind by the wind and tossed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The seventh reason why your prayer and my prayer stands unanswered is instability. Is our instability. We see so many people today are so unstable when they pray. When they feel this, when they feel, you know, when everybody's praying, suddenly they get emotion in their life, and they just, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, and they start praying so much. And suddenly they become so low and they stop praying. So they're so unstable or so inconsistent in the house of God. So God wants consistent prayers. God wants those who are consistent, those who are stable. Those are not like a, you know, you see a monkey jumps from one tree to the other tree. It can never stand stable in one tree. It can never stand stable on one place. It keeps jumping and jumping and jumping. Glory be to God. So today we need to understand, we need stability. We need stability. Until and unless we are stable in the house of God, God will never listen to our prayers. Stability builds up a true saint of God. And the stability also comes by the mercy and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So my friends, today in the house of God, God has dealt so many things. Number one, he assured that Moses prayed and God heard him. Gideon prayed and God heard him. Hannah prayed and God heard her. And Samuel prayed and God listened to his prayer. And Solomon prayed and God listened to his prayer. Elijah prayed and God listened to his prayer. And Hezekiah prayed and the Lord listened to his prayer. All these prayers, the Lord listened. And why is the Lord not listening to your prayer today? He is same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is willing to listen to your prayer. It is because, just try to test ourselves and find out, Lord, today, if there is any disobedience in me, please remove it. Number two, Lord, if there is any secret sin in me, please remove it. Lord, number three, if there is any indifference in your presence in me, please remove it. Lord, if I neglect mercy, Lord, number four, please remove it from my life. Let me be loving. Lord, if I'm despising law, please forgive me, Lord Jesus. Let me understand that I need to stand before you and ask of your presence to come down, and I need the intimate relationship to understand. Lord, if I have any stubbornness in me, number five, please remove it, Lord Jesus. Number six, please remove it. And number seven, Lord, if I have any instability, please remove it, Lord Jesus. My friend, today if you make that promise before the Lord is going to listen to your prayers. Oh, come with the heart. Come with the heart and tell, Lord, I come before your throne of grace tonight. I come before your throne of grace tonight. I need you to speak to me tonight, Lord. So this is where I've gone through wrong. Lord, thank you for speaking to me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know where I've gone wrong. Thank you, Lord, for you're going to build me again. Thank you, Lord, for you're going to sustain me. Thank you, Lord, for you're going to restore my life. Glory be to God. So all this can be come out. If you're in any bondage like this, this bondage is only can be broken, not on your own strength. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Ask the help of the grace of God. It is not you. Paul says, I am what I am by the mere grace of Jesus. So you need the strength of the God, because you need to come to the end of yourself where God needs to work. At the end, it's the message of the cross. At the end, it's the message of the cross, my friend. So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's ask His presence. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, once again we come before Your throne of grace. Lord, thank You for the outpour of Your Spirit in Your presence. Thank us and my sisters that have been here listening to Your word. Thank You, Lord, for loving us. Thank You, Lord, for opening Your word to us. Thank You, Lord, for being a blessing to us. Thank You, Lord, for making us understand that we are still in the Master's hand and the Master is working with us. Thank You, Lord, for making us understand we have to be restored from bondage to bondage, from temptation to triumph, from work to worship. Thank You for everything. Lord, I pray for all the saints that have been here tonight. Touch everybody as they go to sleep, Lord. Touch every saint. Touch them from head to toe. Cleanse them with Your precious blood, O Lord Jesus. Let Your mighty hand just start moving. Let Your mighty hand just start touching them and start talking to them. Reveal the revelation of the Most High God unto them, that they will be able to see the truth of the word. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your presence, O Lord. Thank You for Your mighty hand. Once again, I pray, Father. Lord Jesus, thank You for using this gospel donkey tonight. I praise You, Lord. I praise You. I honor You, Jesus. Thank You for riding on me. And thank You for riding on me, all these saints, and You're going to ride on them throughout their lives. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen.